Hi, Mr. President.
I understand you're tied up down there. I was had apparently the policy that he was going to come down, and they said they couldn't come today.
Well, we had a tough blow on this damn minimum wage thing, and we lost the substitute, and so we're now going through the process on about 20-some amendments to try and clean it up. We aren't very optimistic, but we're going to make the effort. And
you think it's something, then you go to conference, huh?
Yeah, I think there will be a fairly substantial vote against the bill, and my recommendation would be that if the bill comes to your desk the way it is, that you ought to veto it.
Okay. What's Pete Brennan's view? Is he, of course, he's pro-labor, but it's just a bad bill, huh?
Well, if we don't get the honest-to-goodness youth differential in there, then you've got to veto it. Now, if they were to take the youth differential with all this other extra coverage and the wage, why, you might have a problem. But if they knock out the youth differential or keep it out of the committee bill, then I think you've got a good legitimate reason to veto it, and because it doesn't coincide with your recommendation.
It'll be a hairy thing with Brennan, I'm afraid. Well, we'll do our best. Well, we're having a cabinet meeting tomorrow, and I'll try to...
Say, are you having a cabinet meeting after our bipartisan...
Oh, the bipartisan has shifted to Tuesday, Larry. I mean, Jerry.
Oh, the bipartisan...
Yeah, so you can pass that. We were going to have it tomorrow, but we've had... I decided that I wanted to wrap it up with... so that I could take Vietnam, Paris, and the Brezhnev summit all in one meeting, so Tuesday is a better day for it.
So that bipartisan meeting is Tuesday, not...
Yeah, you probably you should have a call by now, but we are changing it from tomorrow, Thursday, until Tuesday at the same time.
Scott is here with me, and...
But you can... He may not have the word, but...
How about Hugh and me coming down to that cabinet meeting?
Great. You'd like to do that?
Yeah.
Great. You're invited.
All right. What time is it?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
Yeah, that's a good idea. It'll be Mel's first one.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Well, I think you and I would like to come if we could.
You're invited.
All right.
You're invited. Great.
And
you tell Hugh, yeah?
All right. Hugh just said he'd like to speak with you.
Sure.
Okay.
Oh, wait just a second.
Pardon?
Wait just a second. How'd you do with our friend McCluskey?
I got a copy of his speech, and I was just going over it hurriedly, and it... frankly, is what I discussed with you.
Yeah.
He doesn't make any affirmative recommendation. He doesn't say he's going to introduce a resolution. He talks about the need for study, and he gets into some other details. But
yeah,
my judgment is we still ought to ignore it.
I agree.
And
I agree.
I'll see that you get a copy, but...
No, don't bother.
Okay.
Don't bother.
All right. Here's you, but... Mr. President.
Hi, Hugh. We're going to... I just told Jerry we'd like for you and him to attend the cabinet meeting at 10 o'clock tomorrow. We're putting the bipartisans of Tuesday so that I can wrap the Soviet summit, Vietnam, in the one meeting.
But we have an 8:30 meeting, I believe, with you, sir. Off?
That is off. We put that off to Tuesday.
All right, sir. But
you and you're both to attend on cabinet meeting if you like, you and Jerry.
Well, I think it'd be a good idea.
It'd be an interesting, you know, it's a little different thing to do.
Why, John Connolly's here. This idea doesn't come from me. It from him. It comes from me. But we were just ready to sound it out, and that was, if you have an economic package coming up, and it's one that you think is a strong one, whether you'd consider addressing a joint session of Congress. It goes right to the people on it.
The difficulty with it is that it isn't that strong.
Yes.
I'm going to see John Connolly tonight. He's going out, I'm going to see him at 6 o'clock. And I'll talk to him about it. As of this moment, Hugh, it isn't, it doesn't have the stuff in it that we really need for that sort of thing. You know, and I don't want to go to that joint session unless we really got something that's a thing.
Yes, sir.
But I'll talk to John about it.
Well, because it appalls me, you know, to read one of your economists says in the U.S. News that there's no consumer is hurting anyone in the country.
That's baloney.
And that's absolute crap because...
We know that. We know that.
Everybody's hurting.
Sure. We know that. Particularly the food prices going up 50% in 6
we
months.
We need some movement, some strong counteraction to this on freeze because they plan to put on the debt. debt limitation now. A freeze running as long as the debt limitation, 5 months.
Oh, my.
All out freeze.
And on labor, too?
Well, we believe it's going to be on wages and prices.
Well, I'll tell you, that would break it off.
And profits.
The unions would, well, it would ruin the economy, of course, and it would have, Dunlop has met today with the labor and management group, and both labor is strenuously opposed to a freeze.
Well, that's interesting.
And management a little less strenuously, but also, so that's interesting too, isn't it?
Yes, sir. I just mentioned it because of what you do if you can anticipate.
Yeah.
Doing that, you take a play away from it.
I know. That's what we've been thinking about. But you can't do it. Well, you did a fine job yesterday, I must say.
Well, thank you, sir.
It was a good shot across the bow.
Thank you, and Mike is being very supportive now on the fact that I said this morning to the senators that I wish all senators in both parties would do what they could to restore confidence in the country by speaking of the strength of the country and the fact that we continue our commitments and that we are strong and unimpaired.
That's right.
And Mike's given some support on that.
Good, good, good. Good.
So we'll be there tomorrow.
Yeah, at the cabinet meeting.
Yes.
Right.
Thank you very much.